Numion nodded.
Yes, the word-bearers know we are here and are coming. We need to be gone when they arrive.
Ah, said Domardus, realizing, and hence the stoking of Leodrak's ire.
Indeed.
How long?
10 minutes. Pergellin thinks he and Shen were followed. I won't take chances.
It will have to be light arms only, then. Spare ammunition grenades, anything that can be carried easily. We'll need some firepower, though.
Take the heavy bolter. Suspensors should make it light enough to bear at speed.
To be honest with you, Captain, I hadn't considered leaving it behind. Besides, it will make an excellent mess of those traitors.
Numion allowed a wry smile as he caught the flash of amusement in Domardus's eyes.
Aye, that it will, Quartermaster. Debt cord, everything else. No weapon we leave behind will fall into enemy hands.
Or we could cache the spares close by,
Domardus suggested.
An ammo dump could prove useful against numbers. Strike and fade. Resupply, then repeat.
A valid tactic, but no, it'll take too long. Disable anything extraneous.
Very well.
The quartermaster nodded his understanding.
You want me to pass the word to the others?
No, I will do it.
Numion mounted a storage crate. Some of the other legionaries were already turning towards him when he began.
Gather!
Numion's powerful voice carried across the vehicle yard with strength and authority, demanding attention. The legionaries drew in to listen.
Brothers, the word-bearers are amassing a large force in this part of the city. Needless to say, we are not equipped to engage such a force. If they discover this location, we'll be overrun. So, we are moving out immediately.
Numion's announcement provoked mutterings from some quarters, but none gainsaid him.
Domardus will redeploy weapons and kit. No heavies unless it's suspensored. Only what can be carried. Rifles, pistols, blades, grenades. Anything else, leave behind. Our mission is unchanged. Killing the enemy cleric is our primary. Secondary is to cause as much damage as possible, then egress off-world.
He raised his fist.
For the blood of our fallen!
We remember them and their sacrifice,
21 legionaries replied, mirroring Numion's salute.
And vengeance for Lord Manus, muttered Domardus, slamming his gauntlet against his breastplate. You'll need to talk to Shenra.
He gestured to the back of the vehicle yard. Numion looked at the iron hand as he was climbing down.
Is there a problem?
Not yet, but there will be. As his commanding officer, he's less likely to hit you,
said Domardus before heading in the opposite direction to carry out his orders. Numion exhaled a long, calming breath.
Vulcan, grant me strength,
he muttered, and went over to the tech marine. Shenra was stooped over a long rectangular packing crate, inspecting the contents as Numion approached. The box was gunmetal grey and Munitorum stamped. Like his brothers, he wore emerald green battle plate, but his right shoulder guard was red and carried the icon of the Cog Mechanicum to show his allegiance to Mars. He had no helmet. The left hemisphere of his skull had a plate bolted to it, which interfered with the armor sink-up, and he was bald-headed. Over his left shoulder hung the stump of a servo arm that had been wrecked during the massacre. Some of the tools in the lower branch still functioned, however, so he had yet to dismantle it. Shenra still felt the pain of its loss. It woke him sometimes during meditation, together with the after-image of a dark dream. He was beset by phantoms, the memory of his cleft servo limb and the remembrance of dead brothers killed in front of his eyes.
"Do you know what's in this crate?"
Shenra asked as Numion came to stand behind him.
"A tracked weapons mount."
Shenra straightened up and ran his hand over the barrel of the cannon contained within.
It's a half-tracked, up-armored rapier semi-automated heavy weapons platform with onboard targeting systems and power generators.
He half-glanced at Numion over his shoulder.
This one carries a laser destroyer array. It is one of the single most devastating mobile weapons in the entire Legiones Astartes arsenal. We have it at our disposal, and you want me to leave it behind?
The tech marine turned to meet Numion's gaze, his armor's servos growling in mechanized empathy with their wearer. Shenra was a Nocturnian, native to the sanctuary city of Themis. He was a giant, broad-shouldered and a head taller than Numion. But the captain of the Pyre Guard was undaunted as he looked up at the tech marine.
We are striking camp. Anything larger than a bolter stays behind and in no fit repair. Our enemies won't use our own weapons against us.
Look around, Numion.
Shenra gestured to the vehicle yard. Every warrior was being strapped up with grenade bandoliers, their belt pouches rammed with spare clips. They looked determined, well-armed, but they were few, and a ragged few at that. Shenra spoke in an undertone.
This is no legion, and according to Pergelen, that is what faces us.
I know you're not suggesting we abandon this world, said Numion, his tone dangerous.
I'm insulted you even mention it,
Shenra replied.
Apologies, Tech Marine. I can have the rapier assembled and armed in under 13 minutes. Let me take it with us. The half-track can easily match our ground speed, and we'll need its killing power if we're to have any chance of achieving our mission.
Ranos is a labyrinth, Shen. What if it gets snared in wreckage? Speed it might have, but there are places we can go where a weapons mount cannot.
Let that be my concern. If we have to leave it, then so be it. I'll wreck the weapon myself, and we'll have lost nothing. What we scavenged from that dropship is all we have, Numion.
Each other, Shen. That is all we have.
Agreed, said the tech marine. All the more reason to bolster that with a truck-mounted cannon.
Numion shook his head at Shenra. Between Leodrak's petulance and the tech marine's tenacity, he wondered which would get him killed first.
You have 10 minutes,
he said, and went to assist Domardus in coordinating the rest of the breakdown.